Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, you have a peace of mind, and the Lord gives you that perfect peace as he promised. And I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep him first for the rest of your life. You stay on that narrow path. You fight the good fight of faith, and that you keep your eyes on the prize. And I just pray that you don't turn to the left or to the right. You just turn to Christ all the time. You always turn to the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head, and protecting us coming in and coming out. Let us thank the Lord for just keeping us with his mercy and his favor, his grace and his love and his outstretched arm and his mighty hand. Just reflect and think about all the things that the Lord has brought you through and give him some praise for that. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us do better. Let us improve. Let us stop backsliding. Let us be more consistent. Let us be more thorough. Let us be more effective in our work for the Lord. Let us always keep our hands to the plow as we're working for the kingdom of heaven, always and forever. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Body of Christ, shalom. Greetings to all of you, man. What's going on? I thank you all for listening and supporting. I truly love you all. I'm praying for you all. And we just got to keep encouraging one another. We have to uplift one another. Iron sharpens iron. We have to correct each other. Edification and everything. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all tongues, all languages, all four corners of the earth, all races, all faces. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather a fellowship for the Lord forevermore. Amen. How good it is for people to unite in the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us gather and praise, dance, fellowship, shout, and clap your hands, stomp your feet, do what you can for the Lord, do what you want to do for the Lord, because the Lord really needs your praise, y'all. We got to keep on praising him and trusting in him. Blessed is the person that trusts in the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father, our mind, heart, and soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the laws, the commandments. Let us obey the word, and let us be obedient and faithful in alignment, always and steadfast. Yes, yes, y'all. We have to stay strong, people, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So summer is here, man. Summer is around the corner. It is here, man. Things are heating up, man. So much going on all four corners of the earth, y'all. But y'all got to stay strong, amen? All right, so in today's message, we're going to do the news roundup for this week, all right? So much things to cover and discuss and talk about overall, but in my news roundups, I just like to go through the tabloids because many things are just happening at a faster rate, a lot of unpredictable things, so much just happening. So we have to be alert, sober, firm, watchful, all right? Let us be of a sound mind. Let us be of power. Let us be of love, all right? Let us operate in sound doctrine and pure gospel. Let the Spirit of the Most High move us. Let us always be Spirit-led, all right? As we go through this life and everything going on, there's plenty of news going on just locally around you. There's news going on regionally, statewide, in your county, nationally, and of course globally. All right. So that's why we have to always stay prayed up and pray for others as well. Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through this news roundup, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with the priestly blessing, and we'll close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. All right. Daniel Ellsberg, the former defense analyst who released top secret Pentagon papers, died at 92 years old. Some top stuff right there, right? Elite stuff. Worldwide outages hit Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Interesting. And that's something. The student loan challenge. Here's what to do when payments resume. Okay, people deal with student loan debt or what have you. Let's see. Employees at the student loan company named in a major lawsuit blocking Biden's debt relief were confused about their involvement in the case. Are they the bad guys? That's the question. Jesse Waters rise at Fox from Bill O'Reilly's ambush, man, to Tucker Carlson wannabe. Oh, headlines and insults, I guess, name calling. I'm just reading the tabloids as they are, so don't. So bear with me as I'm just reading these. I'm reading them as they are. Okay, let's see what we have here. Wow, some devastating news. 6 dead, including 3 children, in a murder-suicide at Tennessee. Wow, man. Crazy stuff, man. You understand, there's a lot of evil and wickedness going on, a lot of bad spirits being spread all 4 corners of the earth, man. So y'all got to, you know, you got to be watchful out here, man, spiritually. You know, we really are going against principalities of the air, man. Wickers, rulers of wickedness in high places, you know. These portals are opening up. These demonic spirits and energies are just up upon a lot of people who don't have the Lord, who don't have Christ, and end up doing all these crazy things, okay? These are spirits that these people are being led by, okay? Let's continue this news roundup. Democrat expert puts KJP Bates on notice, says officials who keep breaking Hatch Act should be gone. Let's see what we have here. Let's see. Top Biden campaign aide's husband gave Hunter Biden rapid response help as Burisma scandal swirled. Michael Jordan is set to sell the majority stake of the Charlotte Hornets. The NBA suspends Ja Morant 25 games to begin the season. Let's see what we have going on here. The NBA draft is next week, right around the corner. Free agency a week after that. Let's see what's going on. Ex-Goldman partner Adam Dell reportedly paid multi-million-dollar settlement after sending a sexual explicit video to a coworker. Oh boy, people are messy, huh? Let's see what we have here. Republicans play offense on student loans ahead of SCOTUS, SCOTUS decision. Tim Scott fires back at Obama over race remarks. GOP grassly dig for dirt on Biden amid Trump indictment. Yeah, that whole Trump indictment thing's big news too. crazy stuff, right? Let's see what we have here. Pittsburgh synagogue attacker found guilty of hate crimes. Explosions rock Kyiv. Kyiv as African peace mission visits Ukraine. At least 5 people have died after tornadoes hit the south. Thousands of people without power after severe storms. Yeah, man, a lot of weather's really crazy, man. A lot of tornadoes and crazy thunderstorms going on, man. That could possibly be judgment or a sign or what have you, right? Going on all throughout Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. You know, I'm in Florida, so I'm up in Duval and Jacksonville, so we get a lot of rain and storms up here, too. The weather's been real nasty to start off the summer, all right? Let's see what we got going on. Biden White House doubles down on MAGA attacks despite Hatch Act warning. Let's see. George Floyd's killing capped years of violence discrimination by Minneapolis police, DOJ says. Okay. Gas stoves pollute homes with benzene, which is linked to cancer. Let's see what we have here. Testosterone is probably safe for your heart, but it can't stop menopause. Okay, let's see. Ukraine war, Putin confirms first nuclear weapons move to Belarus. Greece boat disaster, up to 500 people still missing, says United Nations. Wow. Let's see, more than 50 million Americans under severe storm threat after at least 5 people died in southern states. Okay, yeah, the South getting hit with these things like crazy, huh? A lot going on down south, man, so prayers to the down south folks. You know what I'm saying? I know the vibes. I've been down south my whole life, so been all throughout Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, so I know the energy. Good old South Country folk. Let's see what we got going on. Man recounts finding 11-year-old boy's body amid tornado devastation. So much going on, man. Donald Trump's relentless attacks on Special Counsel Jack Smith. Millions of Americans' personal data exposed in a global hack. Ain't that something? Let's see. It's very dangerous to have your information just hacked like that in that database. You don't know what could happen through that. Fiery soccer game between U.S. and Mexico ends early amid homophobic chants. U.S. national team dominated Mexico 3-0 Thursday in Vegas. Okay. So that happened in Vegas. Let's see what we got here. How white people stole affirmative action and ensured its demise. Okay, that's just headlines. Let's see. America has failed millennials so badly they're turning to $1,000 per month side hustles to make ends meet. Let's see. Generation Z is incredibly ambitious. They're just not interested in climbing your corporate ladder. Let's see what we have here. I don't think America's realized their life could be on the line. Pills tainted with fentanyl and meth sold in Mexican pharmacies. Wow. Fentanyl and meth put together. Wow. Wow, 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 man. So it's crazy how you see like a lot of these like poor people or people like on the downtown parts of cities and they just be strung out and everything, man. It's just crazy how drugs could just flow through a city like that, you know what I mean? But they can't do nothing helpful or resourceful as a community is all right. But you'll always see people on drugs, though. It's an unfortunate thing, man. It's just crazy. It's sad that people go through those things. Russia has lost so much money due to the Ukraine war that it's now trying to raise $4 billion by slapping a windfall tax on its oligarchs. Let's see what we have here. Millions of Americans to be hit with new automatic surcharge at grocery stores, including Walmart, after one-year relief. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Nowhere on Earth to escape. World breached 1.5 Celsius limit temporarily in hottest June on the record. Things are heating up. Heating up, literally, figuratively. Let's see. Fed officials signal rates may need to go higher to fight inflation. Let's see. Meta whistleblower says tens of millions could die in the coming years if social media isn't overhauled. It's an interesting take. Social media has ruined a lot of people in a lot of ways. Artificial intelligence is making it a lot worse, I'll tell you that. A cheap fix to global warming is finally gaining support. Let's see what we got going here. Expert warns of common disorder half of U.S. population has that can lead to dementia. Ain't that something? Which is high blood pressure, hypertension as well, plays a part in those things. Health is wealth, people, so it's important to have your temple on point. Scientists confirm major suspicion about the Earth. Let's see. It's a lot of, like, climate change talk, a lot of global warming talk. Let's see what we have here. The West is poor, and it's very good news, says top inequality researcher. There is no reason why for two centuries people from the West should have been at the top. Let's see. Biden bragged about building a solar farm in Africa. Taxpayers are fronting $900 million for it. Sheesh. Wow. Ain't that something? Bipartisan bill to adjust credit card swipe fees would help small businesses. Let's see what we have here. Generation Xers and older millennials really just want to go back in time to before the internet existed. Let's see what we got going on. The Caribbean island of Trinidad grapples with a national crisis of violence in the hurricane season. It's hurricane season, and the islands always get it the hardest and the worst. A lot of man, shout out to the islands people out there, man. Let's see what we have going on here. Young people in China are giving up high-paying jobs to become baristas and waiters, and they're talking about it online. Let's see what we have. Afghanistan's Taliban needs money so badly, they're selling tickets to monuments their own fighters smashed to pieces. China gives green light to nuclear reactor that burns thorium, a fuel that could power the country for 20,000 years. Some wild, crazy stuff going on, huh? Let's see what we got. You have to work more than 100 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom rental on minimum wage. People have it hard out here in these living conditions that they're going through. People have to constantly overwork themselves and deal with so much just to get by. America's latest inflation wave is all about corporations using excuses and cover to increase profits, says top UBS economist. The U.S. will soon be in a recession based on commodity price decline, strategist says. That's interesting. Coal and natural gas lead losses in this year's first half, but cattle and gold buck the commodities downtrend. Let's see what we have going on. A dormant supervolcano at risk of erupting and bringing many ice age to millions. If Putin blows nuke plant, NATO will bomb Russia back to the Stone Age. Oh, boy. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Rumors of war. Rumors of wars, y'all. Prophecies being fulfilled with the good, bad, and ugly, but we have to endure through it all. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's just the news roundup for this week. Just wanted to just go through some tabloids and just make sure that we all stay aware of everything going on within our own cities, our own states, our own countries, our own country, and all across the world. All right. Let us not be walk around with selfish ambition and try to make it all about you and who have you. Got to be mindful and compassionate and be showing kindness and care for others in their situations as well. All right. Everybody's going through different things. So let us all have patience with one another. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's the news roundup for this week. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Hosanna, Hosanna, the king of kings. Amen. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. The king of saints, the king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my everything. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my branch. The Lord is my redeemer. Yes, yes. The Lord is my high tower. Yes, we trust. We touch and agree on that. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yehosha, Yehusha, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim. Yes, yes, the consuming fire, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the father of lights, the father of mercies, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the great physician, heal all things. The carpenter could fix all things. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all, with him, all things are possible. His son sits at the right hand of him. Much love to the God of heaven and earth. Yes, yes, y'all. The government rests on his shoulders. Believe that, y'all. Believe that. Yes, yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the Lord, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrector, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of the consuming fire, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yeshua Yehosha. Yes, yes, the word of Ahai Yeshaya, the word of Elohim. Believe that. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, yes, we serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Give the Lord some praise and honor and glory. No matter what goes on, good, bad, or ugly, we're going to praise the Lord. Rich, poor, free, bondsman, slave, whatever, praise the Lord. Whatever your situation, your status is, praise the Lord through it all. All right? Whatever season you're in, praise the Lord through it all. And trust in him, y'all. Got to trust in him. The Lord is your hope. Blessed is the person that trusts in the Lord. His Son is so amazing. Just boast in the Lord, y'all. His Son is so awesome. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, y'all. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, delivered, forgiven, embraced, loved, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new scenery, new journey. Yes, yes, new steps, new travels, new destinations, new journeys, new paths, new friends, new ways to fellowship, new song to sing to the Lord. New life, new beginnings, new season. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, get active, people. Get active in the Lord. Get into action, y'all. Stop hesitating. Stop stalling. Stop being stagnant. Stop being lazy. Stop being complacent. Get busy for the Lord. Do Father's business and Father's will. Amen. Yes, yes. Stay strong in it all, man. Stay strong, people. Do not become too wise or too righteous. You will ruin yourself. All right? Be understanding of things of the world. Don't be so heavily minded you know earthly good. All right, let us get through these times that we're in. Take it one day at a time. And if you're going through a good moment, good times where you're having joy and a merry heart, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, okay? Always do your best to enjoy your life, all right? Because God wants you to still have joy and enjoy life, all right? God gave you life. You got to embrace it and cherish it, amen? So let us not go through the motions and be all into our mood swings and all that, man. You got to enjoy your life, people. Lighten up the best way you can in these times that we're in, all right? Have fun, travel, explore, get out your comfort zone, all of that, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that is the message for today. That's the news roundup. All right, y'all, just got to be aware of what's going on, okay? Let us be watchful and not fearful, all right? So there you have it, y'all. Just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and start your life off for the Most High. And I just pray that the Lord turns it around for you. All those tears, he's going to turn it around and give you that joy. All that sadness and depression, he's going to turn it into everlasting joy. Believe that, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord's going to give you that breakthrough. He's going to give you that miracles, some signs, some wonders. He's going to turn it around for you, all right? But you got to stay in his will. You got to always do things in his Son's name, amen? Always got to do it in the Lord's name. And just know the blood of Jesus. Let it be all over your life. Let it be in everything that you touch. Everything that you touch shall prosper, okay? Help people along the way as well. Be resourceful and helpful and as generous as you can, all right? Always go out your way, just as the Lord went out his way for us, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So what I love to do is I close the house, give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.